Hi, I'm Daniel Marrero, and this is Tech Smart Parenting, a podcast and YouTube channel dedicated to bringing you weekly parenting tips in a digital age. Today, I'll be interviewing Casey Bree Jensen from Let's Talk Teens, who will be sharing important tips on cyber safety for teenagers. She is a speaker with 16 years of experience helping teenagers and parents, and is also a youth advocate and speaker. She has trained and presented to over 70,000 students and adults in life settings. She is also currently offering a workshop on social media and cyber safety. And if that wasn't enough, she's also the mother of four. Welcome, Casey. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. It's great talking with you today.
Tell us more about Let's Talk Teens.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, to your last point, it is a challenge for sure. Like you said, I'm a mom of a teen as well. And that's why I started Let's Talk Teens. I had been working with students, as you said, for a lot of years, but it wasn't until my teenager, when he was in middle school, really struggled with some online communities, Xbox Live in particular, and YouTube and some of those other things. And so I really started to focus my attention on diving into this because, as you know, we're in uncharted territory and we're all navigating this world together. We're the first generation of parents to have to deal with this. And I think every generation has their challenges, but in the last decade, things have changed drastically and it's impacting our kids.
In terms of your workshop with social media, cyber safety, can you share more about what this workshop is about?
Yes, thank you. Well, the workshop is the basics, and it's just the first in the series of cyber safety for our kids. And so I break down the favorite apps that our kids are on. I give an extensive list because it goes on and it's always changing. And then I go into how to set up the safeties on each device, and then how to set up safeties, meaning making sure that strangers can't contact your kids or find your kids, meaning that your kids aren't being reckless and things like that. So how to set up safeties on their apps. And then I think one of the most important parts is the third part where I talk about education. Because if we just take away the phone or, you know, it's a punishment, it's going to be this back and forth. I mean, I've experienced it. It's this push-pull. So we really need to learn how to educate our kids first and how to be safe, just like we do how to swim, just like we teach them how to drive a car, all those things. So I talk about how do you educate your kids. And I did it online because as a mom, we're so busy that moms and dads, we have so much going on. And I just do not want to go back out for an in-person workshop. So I took it online so you can get a login and then you can come back to it whenever you want.
When they're younger, you can control their screen time a lot more. It's a lot easier. But once they hit that teenage years where there's also so many, I call them valid excuses, like, oh, well, we're connected because we're working on this,
right,
on this chat room because it's based on the project and we're all doing this project. To what point do you go along with it?
Right.
And then at what point do you start controlling it? If you have a kid, most kids are going to say, well, I'm not addicted. I don't have a problem. I grew up with these things. This is part of my life. So what would you, are there any tidbits or insights that you can share with us in terms of the types of things parents can do to start the conversation, to start educating their teenagers?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it depends on what stage your kid is in the whole grand scheme of if they've had a phone for years, if they've been on social media for a while. But if you have like the tween and you're starting to just decide if they're even going to have a phone, start talking to them about some of the dangers online. Just talk to them about what it means to be, what is it like at school? How do you interact with people? How do you show kindness? How do you reach out? Start with those real life experiences, because they're all real life, even if they're in the cyber world, and then convert them into conversations about being kind and reaching out and being respectful on apps and on in chat rooms and all those things. And then just like we talk about stranger danger, talk about stranger danger online. What if someone contacts you? And then educate them on why you're going to set up parameters, why you have standards in your family. And it's not okay to do X, Y, and Z. Every family is different. But give them the why behind what, because you'll have less pushback. And if you educate before you give the device, you're going to have more success emotionally.
Well, we noticed that you had an interesting article titled Cyber Safety, where hashtags lead, and how to protect your teen. You mentioned that teens who are feeling alone or down explore hashtags to find a false sense of friendship and belonging. Can you further expand on this?
Yes, thanks for asking. So hashtags, as many people know, but not everyone knows, when you hit the pound sign on Twitter or even Facebook, Instagram specifically is what this article is about. It turns into a link to another page of posts that have to do with that. And sometimes they don't have to do with it. Sometimes it's clickbait. So what I find a lot, unfortunately, is a hashtag could be an innocent, for example, hashtag teenager. And a teenager is just like, hashtag teen, you know, and they click through and it could be porn, to be quite frank. Students are going to Instagram to find their happy place or to find their people. And I'm talking people that are struggling. A lot of our students are struggling with depression, even suicidal thoughts, anxiety, and all of that. And a lot of them don't want to talk to the school counselor. They don't want to talk to their parents. And it's been like that for years, but they've confined in that one best friend and have that face-to-face interaction. Now they're going to that hashtag suicide, hashtag cutting, hashtag, and finding posts and posts and posts of people from all over the world that have all kinds of opinions on what that your child is going through. And there are positive communities out there. I'm not saying that there aren't, but it's harder, unfortunately, to find the positive communities within the hashtags than it is to find the graphic pictures that your child may be identifying with. I would say dive a little deeper into some of those Instagram communities that they're following, some of their Insta famous people that they're really into, and see if maybe that's helping or dictating some of their behavior.
I was having a conversation with a psychiatrist the other day, and we were talking about how many people, they would substitute a tablet or a device as a babysitter. And if you look for a babysitter, a real babysitter, you better believe you're going to be interviewing people. Who are their parents? Where do they come from? You know, what's their background, et cetera, et cetera. But then when it comes to a device, you just hand them the device.
We have to set the standard. Can you imagine if we don't get a hold of this, what it's going to be like when our teenagers are parents in, oh my gosh, like 10 years, my son might have a kid, or who knows, like 5 years, I don't know. And then he's going to be raised his child in a world that doesn't know what it's like without this, but he's going to set the standard based on the standards that we set, whether he pushes back or not. And so I feel the responsibility as a mom and as a youth advocate to start to get the word out, because we have to set a foundation or it's going to get out of control.
Based on your 16 years of experience counseling parents and teenagers, which would be, in your opinion and your expertise, the main three tips on cyber safety?
Yeah, I think the first one we've hit on, educating ourselves as parents first. That's why I created Let's Talk Teens, was because it is so overwhelming. Even though this is my job, things are always changing. And so I put this resource out so that people can go to letstalkteens.com and start to like pick up these nuggets, like the hashtags and like what's going on our kids' phones and all that. We have to educate ourselves first, so that we can be involved in our kids' lives online. The second thing I would say is setting family standards and boundaries. If you're co-parenting, which many of us are, if you're co-parenting, try your hardest to get on the same page with the other parent involved. This is what our family standards are. These are our boundaries. Just like if your child has a curfew, you have a social media curfew. That's why I love STAP. Go STAP, you know, for the curfew. And, you know, we don't have our phones at dinner and all of those things. The third thing we hit on in the interview is just to take your involvement that you have in your child's life into their digital world. I get so much pushback. I don't want to get in their business. I don't want to be nosy. I don't want to. That's their privacy. Their phone, everyone has access to them. the whole world has access to them if they don't have boundaries and safety set. And so we as parents should be the first people to know what's going on. The level of monitoring is up to you and how you monitor. I say monitor openly, have conversations. If you've set those boundaries up first, they know the expectations, they know the consequences, they know you're going to be checking in once in a while and all of that. And so, yeah, be involved in any way you can in their online lives.
Thanks a million for your time, Casey. Again, we really appreciate your time and moreover the priceless insights you've shared with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I loved it.
This interview was brought to you by Snap, the new parental control app. Visit techsmartparenting.com to watch our weekly interviews with experts on parenting in a digital age. Weekly podcasts also available on iTunes.